Happy birthday to you. And thank many you. More. Hey, welcome to Binary Jams, where every day is Chris's birthday. But especially yesterday, because it really was his birthday yesterday. It's not Allison's birthday yesterday. But on recording days, it's always Allison's birthday. So, happy birthday, Allison.
Thank you.
So this is a show about
birthdays.
Stuff, birthdays. We're going to party like it's our birthday. The topics are made up, and we don't keep points. So it's not like, whose line is it anyway? Also, we only have one. Allison, do you do improv?
I do now.
So Allison and Chris do improv. I do not. Otherwise, it's exactly the same as Whose Line Is It Anyway.
And who are we?
We're Binary Jazz. Did I not say that? Joined by Chris, Allison, I'm Gary. We're happy to have you. God, I killed another one.
I think we're just in a constant existential crisis of who are we, what are we, and where are we going?
That's totally accurate. Will there be web developers on Mars?
Yeah.
It's been a week since we've done this, right? Mm-hmm. Are we rusty?
I guess we'll find out.
No more than
how it works. So Allison brings a topic. Chris and I generally don't know anything about it. But sometimes we do. And when we do, we embarrass ourselves at how little we actually think we know about it in the end. Yeah.
Except for aglets.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can check out our website, binaryjazz.us. And we have some bots and some Slack integrations and sorts of other fun internet toys that you can play with. Oh my gosh, we're like fidget spinners for the internet.
New tagline.
My job is done here.
Gary signs off for the day. Okay, so I am doing a different tactic this week. Since it was Chris's birthday, you get to choose pros or cons without knowing the topic first.
Ooh.
It's not a heavy hitting topic. It's not too stressful in that regard. I'm not bringing politics to the table. I don't.
Cons.
Okay, Gary, that means you're pros.
Okay.
So, the pros and cons of making alcohol out of corn. Go.
Well, the pros are pretty obvious living the country we live in. There's a shitload of corn.
So you're leading with we've got a lot of corn.
Got to do something with it. Yep.
How about feeding the starving children of Africa with the corn that we have instead of unnecessarily harvesting and producing alcohol?
Literally, the starving children of Africa are why I need alcohol.
No, the starving children and alcohol are why you need cannabis. Give them the corn. They can't eat weed.
I'm pretty sure weed can be edible.
Chris. Well, I mean, you can eat it, but it...
but it can't sustain you.
The corn is better.
Yeah.
For that purpose.
What are the only... I can't think of anything with... Like, what is corn... What is corn alcohol?
Suddenly the pro switches.
I know. Well, like, uh-oh.
What is corn even used for?
Why even corn? Why do we have corn? All of a sudden it's pro con just corn, not
I'm kind of in on the path. I don't know much about like corn production. Is it pretty efficient?
I don't know if you're supposed to admit that you don't know anything about corn production. I think you know everything about corn
it's
production.
Corn, dude. I mean, corn.
I don't know if corn production is efficient. I know that we have a ton of it, but
do and where are you getting this? We have a ton of it, just out of curiosity. Not that you're wrong. I don't.
Because literally every food in the U.S. is made with corn syrup.
Okay. Well,
I mean, like we have corn fiber farmers, so we can milk the corn to make the syrup.
Yes, with corn
right.
milking
corn udders.
Devices.
Right. Yeah.
Corn udders.
I have in-laws up in rural North Carolina, outside of Charlotte, and when visiting one time, they were the area they lived. Like there's fields around, and so everyone that if you have a field and you're not a farmer, you sublet your field so people can grow stuff there. And one of the times we were there, it was corn in this field, so we grabbed a few pieces off the stalk. So the corn grows on the vine.
It's not a vine.
Out of the tree. Right off the corn.
Not a tree. Keep going.
It's not a stalk. No, it's a corn.
It's a, yeah, it's a, I think it's a stalk.
Corn pipe. We got right off the corn pipe.
Yep, it's
right?
Definitely a pipe.
Right there out of the you
pipe. Go. You finally nailed it.
Yeah, and took it. It was actually, I believe it was around Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's true or not. American Thanksgiving. And then we took it and we shucked it and tried to make corn out of it. But I don't know. Someone said, oh, this
wait,
is feed.
Wait, corn. Wait, wait. Stop the story. Right. Stop the story. Stop, stop. You tried to make corn out of corn.
That was a clear misspeak.
Wait, was
for the listeners at home, you tried to make corn out of corn. How can you fail? How can you fail to make corn out of corn?
We tried to prepare corn to eat off of this random corn we found. I don't know what
was it actually.
How do you fail to prepare corn? You put it in boiling water and you leave it there for like 10 minutes and that's it.
Do you remember
that? You leave it there for longer than 10 minutes, it's just a little bit soggy, but it's still corn.
Do you remember the parents from in the movie War Games? When the father sits down and he takes the corn, he slices it in butter, takes a bite, he's like, oh my God, it's still raw. And his wife's like, isn't it nice and crunchy? And he's like, it's raw. Anyway, yeah. She said it was better for you, you got more nutrients or something. So.
It's probably true.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was fine. I thought it was no different than any other corn I'd have. On or off cob. But people were like, oh, this is animal feed corn. Okay. I don't know, corn had different levels.
Oh, yeah, when it's just for feed, and then...
It was still on the vine, for God's sakes. How do we know it's for
the vine?
Yes. I love the idea of corn on the vine.
I do, too. Wouldn't that be great? Like, pull, yeah. I'm pretty certain it's a stalk.
I thought it was a pipe.
It's a corn pipe.
One might say a corn cob pipe.
Well, not while there's still corn on there. You can't access the cob. It's protected by the outer barrier of corn nodules.
The outer reach of corn.
So the topic is corn alcohol, pro or con?
Well, I think it's just the pros and cons of corn in general at this point. We're just...
Yeah. Well, I was trying to establish my understanding of corn alcohol.
Well, I'm definitely pro corn.
Adequately.
Don't get me wrong. I'm definitely pro corn. I'm con corn alcohol. Also, porn alcohol. Which is apparently what came out of my mouth first.
What is going on today?
It's Friday.
Friday.
What?
These are important stances for the people to know that we hold.
For at least the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. 4 years. 4 more years.
Did you see, I'm sorry, we're going to bring, I don't want to bring politics into this again, but did you see the video of some Trump rally before the election and people were chanting 4 more years?
No.
I don't know that there are any words, but yeah. You said 4 more years, that just reminded me of the 4 more years chant at a midterm. Rally.
Yeah. A midterm where the candidate was not.
Where the president was not being. And also. And senators don't run for 4 years, and neither do House representatives. So 4 more years is just the wrong number all the way around.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like it.
Don't care for it.
I don't care for it.
Con on 4 more years.
Maybe even anti. I'll take even that harder.
Corn alcohol. I don't know what alcohol
is. It is ambiguous on 4 more years, but I have firmly been in the anti column.
I think we can all take that stand.
I don't know what alcohol is made out of corn. Does the topic producer
That's
know,
the problem, I think. I don't know what drinks
what alcohol is. The
producer is not well versed in corn-based facts.
Is that like is corn alcohol like ethanol like we would use in vehicles?
Probably.
Well, you can also yeah, like
if it's a biofuel, then hell yes.
You are pros. I forgot who was who.
I will have you know. I've always been pro corn alcohol. I've never wavered in my support, even when I didn't know what it was.
There are so many other forms of alcohol. We don't need another one. Keep that cool.
When you first said it, I was thinking like rice, and I was thinking
sake.
Rice alcohol. Well, I was thinking sake, but then I was also thinking Budweiser beer has a lot of rice in it. So I don't know why.
In fact, that's all it has. It's just basically just rice, period.
It is a significant amount. There's that to be beer. It has to have other stuff. But yeah.
No.
Wow, a cloud.
I'm con Budweiser beer.
Huh?
I'm con Budweiser beer.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It has to be, made by people, not by machines. I'll take everything else by robots, but not my beer.
That's interesting. That's.
It is. I don't know why that is. I guess that's not true. Like, I don't want food by robots.
I'm accepting of most robots. I don't know. The more I interact with people, the less enamored I am with them.
That is a weird conundrum. Yeah. I'm generally pro people, just not the ones that I've met.
Yeah.
We have a cidery in town. And we've been inside a couple times. They've got these huge, barrels and things, and these huge distillers. I guess they're distillers. I don't know where they make the cider, and it's made by people. I mean, there's a machine process, but there are people involved in making the cider.
You have to stamp on the apples, juice out,
mashing.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, yeah, I will know because I need to get myself a cider press so I could be making my own cider. But I haven't gotten the cider press yet.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also, we had a really good crop of grapes this year, and the grapes are super sweet. And so, like, I'm thinking, like, grape cider beer. I'm thinking, like, homemade wine. I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, that was my clarification. So you said we, and did you mean, like, we as in you, or do you mean like
we as in the family? But
yeah, okay. Yeah. Like just generally,
the royal we.
Yeah, we had good grapes this year, or like it was a good crop, and like you're just kind of encompassing yourself in there.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
What's the deal when you pump gas in your car and it's E85? What's 85% off, and what's 15% off?
Corn.
I think it is.
Which
that's
is
why
bad.
I'm asking.
So definitely no corn alcohol. It's more flammable.
It's less it's less efficient in your engine.
There, exactly. Thank you. It's less efficient in your engine. So
you're no longer reliant
you
on
shouldn't
things
do
like
it.
And
more efficient fuel sources is better.
Pulling in boats full of explosive chemicals and supporting weird regimes that dig dinosaurs out of the ground.
I'm con all forms of fuel.
Power all our cars.
I'm con all forms of fuel. We should all just drive electric cars.
And when we drive electric cars, our power plants should burn corn alcohol.
No, our power plants will all be nuclear.
Hydroelectric.
Or that.
Yeah.
But not corn. Okay.
But not corn.
Not corn alcohol.
I wonder if you could create, I mean, I think in a power plant is like you just, whatever you can do to spin a turbine. Not a turbine, a turbine. whatever you can fast enough to generate electricity, right? So
the rare turbine filling power plant.
You could burn corn cobs and stalks and husks.
And then it would just smell like French fries all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because frying corn smells like French fries?
Well, corn oil.
Corn oil would, I thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just hoped.
Also fair. We have some terrible
all the time.
Chips that Rhonda got at Trader Joe's that are like sweet corn. They're not corn chips. They're sweet. No. It's sweet corn popcorn is the flavor.
Oh.
Is that the flavor of the chips?
No, of the popcorn. Sweet corn popcorn. It's popcorn. I don't know why I thought it was chips.
So sweet corn flavored popcorn.
Popcorn. Yeah.
Trader Joe's, you've outdone yourself. You don't need to.
They have.
You don't need to corn flavor your corn.
Oh, I will take your popcorn in its normal flavor.
Yeah, like the.
Popcorn.
Popcorn flavor is fine. Yeah, she's like, this looked interesting. That's the word I would use. and it's fine. Like, the first bite, you're like, oh, yeah, this is kind of nice. And
Trader
like,
Joe's, it's fine.
It's fine.
So are you big Trader Joe's shoppers, either one of you?
I am when I'm in the States, because they don't have them here.
Oh, that's right. People smuggle Trader Joe's across the border, don't they?
Yeah.
There's Trader, what's his name? The guy out in Vancouver, right?
It's not Trader, it's Mountie.
Yeah. No, no. You know what I'm talking about? It's a guy that smuggles like vanfuls of food he buys from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, he like forces it for people. I think he got shut down though.
I don't understand how he shut him down. He's buying it at retail.
Well, I think you can only cross the border with so many goods before people start questioning what you're doing. I think, and he's also like making, obviously he was making money because he's smart.
I still don't find that objectionable either.
I don't either.
This is arbitrage. This is like the basis on which all business is built. Like there is
probably some sort of area. There's probably some sort of consumer law where he needs to like, because it's across international borders, so he probably needs to like pay some tax for importing retail products. And if he's not
Canada, it's NAFTA. I mean, I say that confidently.
I mean, we still have rules.
And I also, guess one of the other ones was it's not labeled correctly, right? It's going to only be English labeling.
Well, that's true.
It's bilingual labeling, which, you know, I mean, that's risky business for sure.
And you can't, I'm sure there's some sort of, you can't resell without the bilingual labeling. Also, he wasn't like just bringing in like a crate of jam or something. He was bringing in like trucks and trucks of things and like basically stocking a Trader Joe's on the other side of.
I really feel like he just kind of, I really feel like the way this played out is he just sort of, like it started out like he brought in a few things for friends and was like, this is fun. And he just thought he'd try and take it how far he could go with it. I imagine he wasn't making much money. It was more like the thrill of the just absurdness of the situation.
I
can see myself getting involved in something like
making
this.
Money like, on this.
Making money. But also, like, there was
a bank. I thought he owned, like, another shop. I thought he owned a grocery store and that this was, like, the supplement. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But he also, like, let media do, like, focus pieces on him. So he couldn't have been that concerned, at least in the beginning, because people were doing, like, articles in, like, major publications. So.
Yeah.
To answer your early question, though, I am not a huge Trader Joe's person. I've gone in a couple times, but. And they have had interesting things, but it's not a thing that hits the normal rounds of shopping trips.
I think if I lived in a place where there was Trader Joe's all the time, I probably wouldn't be as fond of it as I am because I don't have it. Also, I really love their packaging because they basically like buy other people's products and repackage it under the Trader Joe's like umbrella, right? But their packaging is so just like beautiful.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're like chocolate bars. I'm like, this, I don't buy chocolate bars, but I want to buy a chocolate bar because they've made it so aesthetically pleasing. I just like the packaging or like the tin. Just, they've ensnared me.
So my dad spent forever in
retail
grocery.
Oh.
Retail foods. And he worked for a small grocery chain in the Bay Area for a number of years called Petrini's. It was one of the last family-owned business grocery chains. They're no longer exist anymore. And Trader Joe, towards the end of their time, Trader Joe bought the company. Like Joe, the actual Joe, bought Petrini's. So my dad met and hung out with Joe a number of times, and would bring home like random crap that Joe found. Because literally, like, the store is called Trader Joe's. That's literally what he does. He just goes and finds random shit, and like, this looks cool, and then he brings it into a store, and that's what Trader Joe's is. And he sort of tried to do that with Petrini's, and it totally failed, like really hard, because people didn't want a Trader Joe's. They wanted a grocery store. They wanted a family. That's what the brand was. And then it became another chain called Molly Stone's.
Sweet corn popcorn was not going to cut it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't so much. But it was
one interesting. One does not live by sweet corn popcorn alone.
It was interesting for a couple years, just like, you know, for like holiday parties and stuff. My dad would come home with like random shit that was just like, that, yeah, you would find in the Trader Joe's. Yeah.
What? Why?
But I always found the story. I always found the idea of a guy whose like motivation is to find like interesting and strange things that you wouldn't normally find in the grocery store and putting them in a grocery store. And like, that's his job. That's what he does. I always thought that idea was really fun and kind of fascinating, and that he built a business out of it and that people actually go there and buy things.
I believe that that was probably where it was. I believe this day and age, it's a boardroom. People are pitching ideas like, oh, it's the fall. We need to pumpkin spice everything. You know, pumpkin spice deodorant, pumpkin spice pumpkins, pumpkin spice lemons.
Yes, I mean, to go along with your corn-flavored corn popcorn, then pumpkin spice pumpkins is definitely a thing.
Oh, I need to move a pumpkin off the porch. Don't let me forget to do that. We've had them too long, and they're starting to melt a little on the porch. Yeah. Because it's been 85
Florida.
Degrees
last week. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We carved pumpkins on the 30th. And on the 1st, I had to get rid of them. Like, they had already drooped and started molding. Isn't that crazy? 2 days. Wow. 2 days. 48 hours. And they were solid when I cut into them.
Meanwhile, it's raining ice outside here, so.
I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing.
I'm getting even further south this afternoon before landing.
Trader Joe's sells pumpkins. I was going to say year round. They sell them far too long seasonally, I feel. At least I remember. Also, their customer service, that actually is a bizarre thing, because when I come back, I realize how urban and jaded and bitter I am, because they'll ask me like, what are you up to this weekend or something? And I immediately am suspicious. When in reality, I'm buying like an assortment of things, and they think I'm having like a fun get together or something. And they just like want to chat about it. And I'm like, why do you want to know? Like, are you following me to my car in the parking lot? Like, I'm immediately suspicious when I don't need to be. They're just trained to ask you like, how's your day going?
When I was doing the small kitchen appliances gig, we had some folks from the factory in China come over, and they were demoing, what were they demoing? I think a dehydrator, or maybe, I don't know, a dehydrator or like a food processor or something. So they were like, we need you to help us get to a grocery store and get some produce for tomorrow with a stranger. We were in Chicago. It was like windy and like tens of degrees. So, and I was wearing like a hoodie because I don't know any better. Freezing. They're freezing.
All your stories where you involve travel, you're very ill prepared for whatever the weather is.
I'm like Florida, it'll be cold in the morning and then I can be back down.
It'll
be cold in the evening.
It won't be cold in the morning or the evening because Florida, you do not understand the concept of cold.
I have seen snow on this very porch once.
For 5 minutes.
Was it cotton based?
No, it was Florida.
Was it corn based?
Yeah.
It was flurries. It was on like the 23rd or 24th of December. I was going to a football game with my dad and trying to figure out like what to wear. I'm on the back porch and I'm like, what is that? Well, you don't expect it in Florida.
Yes, but what is that white stuff falling from the sky? Probably if you lived, well, anywhere, really, even in Florida, you should have a pretty self-explanatory answer. White stuff falling from the sky, it's not cocaine.
But you know, like, when, it could be in Florida. You know, like, when it falls and it doesn't really fall straight down and it just, you know, like, it's doing that kind of
stuff. That's what snow does.
You're like, yeah, the clouds
not dealing with that mess all the time.
The clouds are disintegrating.
Yeah, so that was one time. And another time, it was heavy enough that it was actually falling straight down. And I went inside where I was working. I made everyone come outside. Like, look, it's snowing. And we all stood out there and marveled at how effing cold it was and that there was snow falling. And those are, like, the two big times I remember in the decade in Jacksonville.
So anyway, you're in Chicago and you're ill-prepared. Again. Yeah.
And you had to buy corn.
We went to Trader Joe's
That was a bad move. If you're trying to get produce for a demo and you will go to Trader Joe's, that's not going to.
Why not? It worked fine. It was fine. I think we got. She got a watermelon, which I thought was. I don't know. Like, what are you going to do with that thing? Okay, whatever.
Well, I wasn't going to say that's not your go-to. Choice, probably.
If you're selling like samurai swords or something,
yeah.
Right? and then like a lot of like the stuff, like we got a pineapple and apples and other stuff. But it was funny watching the interaction at the checkout, like trying to pay and like the Trader Joe's people trying to be polite and the person buying the produce not speaking a word of English. Me just hanging out, like trying to help the situation without, you know, really like controlling it. And it was a fun show. And then we went to some hot dog place across the street. And they had it.
I feel like you had the true Chicago experience. It was windy. Went to a Trader Joe's. And then you had a hot dog.
I had the true Trader Joe's. Or I had the true, not Trader Joe's. I had the true Chicago experience. I was in the airport. I was stranded. The weather was awful. I had takeout in a hotel.
I too have had the Chicago experience.
Yeah. So Chicago's a great place to build Elon's like tunnel shuttle thing. What's it called?
The transit thing?
The
Hyperloop. Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was stuck in my head on the Boring Company.
Yeah, and the idea is yes.
Because it's boring.
Yes.
But also kind of boring. Such a dumb.
I read an article not too long ago about traffic. That's a hell of a setup. Boy, this sounds exciting.
Yeah, I cannot wait to hear where this goes. I read an article a while ago about traffic. I'm going to need more coffee.
Ooh, thanks for listening. and the premise of the article was that we never solve traffic problems by adding lanes. We just add more traffic.
Yeah.
That'll handle more capacity. And I sort of thought, like, well, okay, it's a very pessimistic view.
No.
More, I'm like, well.
It's factual.
But it can't always be the case. Like, it can't. Like, if the net outcome is like, well, traffic still sucks. Like, what? Then don't spend the fucking money and build an extra lane.
But they think it won't suck.
But they
for
don't.
Like five
they
minutes,
don't think that.
For 5 minutes, it doesn't suck, and then more cars use that freeway because it's bigger, and then it sucks again.
Because, like, the whole, like, impact mitigation studies, we have to make sure we're not displacing, like, some herd of beavers or on Indian land or over sinkholes, or we're going to, you know, displace the pythons in the swamp. I mean, like, to build is a pretty big deal. And, like, no one stops to think, like, oh, do we really need to do this?
No, it's all about politics.
Not build.
No.
And the beavers would be fine. And...
No, it's all about we're going to solve this problem by doing this stupid thing. Nobody stops to ask any questions. They get elected. They do the stupid thing because they said they were going to just do the stupid thing. And they never stop. Not once do they stop and say, hey, is this a good idea? Do we have other alternatives? This is the whole problem with, like, everything.
I have a car that, like, since July, I've had a slow leak in the tire. But I don't drive it very often because I don't go anywhere very often that I need. I mean, if I go somewhere with the family, we go in the minivan. So this other car, it just kind of sits there. So I've just been planning for the while. Like, every time I leave, I'm like, well, I need an extra 5 minutes so I can stop and put air in the tire before I go somewhere. It's slowly looking at, you know. And then last week it was like, well, the stars aligned. I can go get this tire fixed, finally get it plugged. And my scheduling, you know, just wasn't that disruptive, blah, blah, blah. And then on Sunday, before I was going to do this, I bought a can of, like, slime or something to stick in the tire, you know? And it hasn't leaked since then. So I totally was like, well, I'm not going to patch it. To hell with it. I should just sell that car. That's what I should do.
Yes.
Get rid of it. It'll
doesn't
be someone else's problem.
Like, you need it at all.
There are times, like, last night we needed school book fair, and Rhonda had a Cub Scout something meeting. Leadership? I don't know. Cub Scout, then something leading. So we needed two cars because I needed to bring the kids home from the book fair and she needed to go to the Cub Scout thing.
Was it like one of those Scholastic book fairs?
No, it was at a Barnes & Noble.
See my eyes light up? I was like, sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was at a Barnes & Noble, 45 minutes from my house.
Is so, that the nearest Barnes & Noble to your house? I guess bookstores are
going. Sorry. What is going on?
I guess Florida.
I can't hear you all anymore.
Huh. I had nothing to offer anyway.
That's cool.
Well, we're on to questions, and I guess Gary can't ask them, or answer them, or ask them, or do much.
Oh, we're back. Hello. Did I miss anything important?
No.
Yes, we're talking about you behind your back.
Good choice. And now my computer's playing... Christina Aguilera song. What the hell is going on?
I love your Friday. I don't know what's happening over there, but you're rocking it out.
Allison, should we go to the backlog of questions?
Yes.
Okay. Top of my list. Well, I guess I should go to the bottom of the list. The bottom of the list, because it's the oldest, is if you were in a witness protection program, what would be your new name and location?
Time out. Catch me up. This is question time.
Yes.
But you're asking the question and Allison is answering the question?
No, it's Allison's question. I was
it's
asking
my
her.
Question, but
you're
going into the backlog. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. Christina.
Take your
time.
Why
do I even have Christina Aguilera on this computer? How do I have music on this computer?
You don't have to lie to us, Gary.
Take your time.
Okay. The question was.
If you're in a witness protection program, what would be your new name and location?
Shingles
so,
McGee.
Not Florida.
Shingles McGee. And it would be in, like, South Florida. I think everyone in South Florida is a potential witness relocation person. Right?
Why would you have been relocated? What would your folly
I can't
have
talk about that.
So
probably voter fraud.
So Chuck Schumer, my new name would be Chuck Schumer, so I could constantly go around and say, not that Chuck Schumer. And I would be living in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And what would you, why would you have been relocated? Or I guess you can't talk about it. Who knows?
Yeah.
You have some sort of...
Ratting out a bookie, probably.
Writing out shingles for voter fraud.
His signature didn't match.
My ballot jammed in the machine Tuesday.
Oh, that's stressful.
Yeah.
Well, I saw.
I'm just sharing that just to put in perspective. What, like, so I've been asked 4 times by text, like, why can Florida not handle counting votes? And I share that I can't vote by mail, and now apparently I can't vote by machine either because that's it. So I'm just putting it out there that it's a lot harder than it appears in Florida. Like, it's not easy to do. I don't know how the rest of you do it, but.
Well, I saw a video of the governor of Georgia trying to cast his cast his vote. It went into the voting center, and his voting ID was invalid. So the governor of Georgia could not vote for the governor of Georgia.
Are you sure he's qualified to vote for governor?
I don't think he is.
Isn't that the state where?
Yes.
Isn't that the state?
Florida's really thanking Georgia for the cover this round, right? Yeah. Great. Thank you guys for making us look not as inept. what's the federal language that is out there for, like, what voter? Is there federal language in place that says, like, what was required to be eligible to vote? Or is it, I mean, I know it's oh, states have individual, but is there, like, a federal minimum?
As in who is eligible to vote, or as in, yeah, like, what materials you should provide?
Well, as defining what counts as eligible, yeah. So I guess that both. Is there? I don't know if there's a federal. There must be, right? Some kind of federal thing that says, like, you have to be a human and alive and a resident of the district you're voting in. Probably.
You have to make eye contact.
Yeah. Breathe on this mirror. Yeah, okay.
Do you have a reflection?
I can.
That's why you have a mirror. It's 2 birds, 1 stone. Alive, not a vampire. Great.
I can fabricate an answer, but I do not have a real answer.
That's fair. I didn't know, and I have never Googled it, and I certainly won't today because it's Florida. Bouncing it up, and the points don't matter.
That should be the topic next week. Just Florida.
Florida.
Pros and cons.
I think Florida is a sort of like an underlying topic of every episode.
Pros and cons. I can take both sides, and I still don't know anything about the topic.
Well, there's no real winner, I think, with those.
Nor with corn alcohol.
Did you see?
There's no winner.
I don't know if the story went national or not, but there was a guy down the road in St. Augustine that climbed into the Alligator Farm is a pretty famous alligator zoo, crocodile.
Yes, I saw this.
It did go national. Okay, good.
Good.
He thought it was his buddy's house and jumped into what he thought was the pool. And then when he was, like, dragging himself through someone's backyard, they were like, what happened? Like, I was from my buddy's pool. It's full of alligators. Not sure what you're on, man. But he left his pants and Crocs.
It's Florida, so probably several things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
It's that damn snow.
I made a joke about
Florida
meth in, like, with another dev at work, and it was like crickets. I don't think they, I don't know, like, why it was,
didn't
had to insult my home state.
I think it was like, not the home state. I think it was the meth part.
Well, they were like, I didn't realize you're from Florida. I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm not on meth right now, right? And it was just like crickets.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, it was a joke. Like,
thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.